Cheese dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. You big cold-blooded dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no. You big dummy.
All right, we're going.
Whoa, that was a great intro.
It really was.
Fuck.
Dude, I told you, spacing those things out a little bit more.
The cymbals were, yeah. Exactly.
It was amazing.
Exactly. I can't believe you had the Princess Di car crash sound in there, though. That was a little bit, I don't know.
Well, I think enough time has gone by, and there's a new princess in town.
Oh, and her name is?
Kate.
Lynn Jenner.
She's princess.
She's America's princess.
She is.
She is America's princess.
It's so crazy, like, how she can just reinvent herself just by getting a sex change. Who'd have thunk it?
Note to self. Snip, snip.
I would pay for it for you to do.
A good one?
No,
because a good one is, we're talking five figures.
Five figures?
Five figures.
Dang, like 10 Gs?
Like 11 Gs. It's like a good LASIK.
I'll put up the 10.
It's a good LASIK surgery, all right? It's pretty much akin to that.
Yeah. I'll wait for a Groupon, and then we'll go from there.
Two for ones. You know, there was a Groupon that came out today for, like, hyperbaric chambers?
Oh.
I seriously almost got one.
How much? This is two for one? We'll do a podcast from it.
Do we have to hug in there? I think the chamber is, like, one of those things. Isn't it one of those, like... You know those Japanese microtels where you just like, you sleep in it and they just put the pod in there? I think that's like what a hyperbaric chamber is, isn't it?
Is it hyperbaric or is it a deprivation tank?
It's hyperbaric.
I don't know what to do. I think hyperbaric is something with pressure.
Like This is pure oxygen. I think it's like 100% pure oxygen or something like that.
Now, don't you die with 100% pure oxygen?
That's kind of what I was thinking, which is when I was about to buy it, I was like, and I haven't bought a Groupon in years.
I think Groupon's changed their model. They try to kill everybody with their Groupons now.
Do you think they're liable? Anyway, I almost bought it, and then I was like, how do I know this is a reputable place? Like, this thing could have, like, a Friendly's. It's kind of part. Like a Baskin-Robbins, Dunkin' Donuts, and like a hyperbaric chamber.
I think you could probably Yelp it. Like, you can get the name of the place and then do a quick Google
too
search
much work.
Before you.
Too much work. Yeah. Too much work. I need... Groupon to do that work for me.
Because
if I roll up and there's a foot massage place with kind of blacked out windows, I'm definitely going in.
Of course you are.
Yeah.
They need like a tomato meter or a thermometer.
Thermometer.
Yeah.
A thermometer.
That way you know if it's good or not.
If this thing had three exploding tomatoes on there, you know, like, that's good oxygen.
Not only that.
It's highly volatile.
Yeah. That's a happy ending type
you're
squash.
In for, exactly. Boop, boop, boop. Hyperbaric chamber. I wonder what would happen if you jerked off with 100% oxygen. Would it just float in the air? I guess it's on like a zero gravity machine, right?
No, I don't think so. I wonder what it would taste like.
The hyperbaric chamber?
No,
or
your
the
jizz.
Semen that kind of floated around the air?
Your jizz that you tried to shoot into your own mouth.
If you had it floating around, would you try to like skywrite with it? Like write your name? Like stick your finger in there and be like...
It'd get weird in there just because... What happens in the hyperbaric chamber stays in the hyperbaric chamber.
Do you think on Saturn V, there was just semen floating around everywhere, and all of a sudden they're like, oh, Daryl, it got in my Cocoa Krispies. Just like shit everywhere.
Yeah, there must have been so much space semen. Like, those guys had to be just whacking it in there.
Did you ever go to NASA?
No.
Well, they show you how they have to, like, eat and store things and... better yet, I saw Matt Damon in The Martian, and that's where I learned everything.
Yeah.
You can take your own feces and make potatoes.
Yeah.
I thought was racist, but anyway.
Yeah.
I wonder, how come they never saw him, you know, jerking it into a Ziploc? I'm sorry, you're going to be up there for a year and you're not going to rub one?
You can't waste it either, right? Because that's like...
Some of those space aliens, like three eyes. You can't waste it.
Yeah, dude, when you're starving like that, that dude had nothing. You can't waste that. That's protein.
So you're going to recycle it? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah. You got to drink it.
I don't know.
You got to.
What if you were like, is that a smoothie or a smoothie? I can't tell which one that is. I do like vanilla and banana, but I don't know which one it is.
It's jizz.
It's probably jizz.
Just assume that everything in space is jizz and you'll be safe.
A salty, yeah, I don't know if I would, a salty smoothie. What does semen taste
like? Like a salted caramel.
Just tell me, what does it taste like?
From what I've heard.
Yeah, sure. From what you heard.
It tastes delicious.
I put it on my cinnamon rolls.
Yeah. Have you ever gone to one of these chicken places around here? They like a Popeyes, but they have like Chicken Express and Bush's Chicken.
Negative.
They have the gravy that comes with every order. They give you the gravy. And you know that that is just riddled with jizz. It has to
somebody
be, right?
Somebody hid one in there.
Yeah, because you look at the guys who are working there, and you're like, you're jerking off into this stuff. You have to be.
I stopped eating at any of those places when I was in like junior high. I went to Popeyes. Remember Tower Records at the Burlington Mall?
Of course, yeah.
There's a Popeyes next to it.
Really? Right by Newbury Comics?
Yep. It was Newbury Comics. Yeah. We used to go to Newbury Comics. By we, I mean me. I just used to take the bus up
by myself.
Yeah. So the 350? Fucking loser. And I'd be like, do I get this poster of The Crow? Or do I get this Bon Jovi with the jacket? I don't know. You know, like the patches you put on the back.
Like, yeah, I get you.
Yeah, Bon Jovi. That was my first one that I ever got.
Really? Slippery one went?
It never made it to the back of my jean jacket. So I went to the Popeyes and I bit into a piece of chicken and I saw the fucking spine and the heart. And immediately I was like, no thanks.
Yeah, dude, tenders all the way. You can't get a fucking.
And this day, it wouldn't be Popeyes anymore. It'd be Shaky Willy's.
Oh, dang.
I would have owned that fucking place.
It's true. Yeah. Ew, I found a heart in a fucking live animal that I'm eating.
Yeah, I'd say don't formerly fucking live. About it. Shaky Will's doesn't take takebacks.
No takebacks.
No sendbacks. I'll give you an extra biscuit with a gun to my head. That's about it.
How was your weekend?
Weekend was fair. We went to the Cub Scouts had a sleepover in Bastrop.
Ooh.
No, I was just rubbing my nipples.
Did you see that? Yeah.
I was just tweaking myself because it was the Cub Scouts. Boink.
Turn those Cub Scouts into Boy Scouts.
Hit the button.
Gotcha. I got it.
So we went to this place, and to start it off, as the story goes, and I didn't find out this until later, this is the first year they've allowed sleepovers in 4 years because one of the counselors was taking pictures of the little boys in the shower. So started off with a bang, if you know what I mean,
in the shower?
With a counselor.
Now, is this counselor still a counselor?
Looking at the counselors, I'm going to say yeah. I'm going to say it's one of those guys. He got a stern talking to for sure, but they let him right out in the wild.
A stern finger wag?
A stern finger examining. And luckily in Austin, it's 104 fucking degrees. So in Bastrop, the air doesn't move. So there's no fucking anything from the heat. So I might have had a couple Meister brows on Friday night, too many. Saturday up at 6, take the older one out to Bastrop and fucking simmered all day long.
Lake Bastrop or?
Yeah, there's a scout place out there. It's called Little Boysville, and that's where they go and they say drop off your boys. So that kind of sucked, but there was a hilarious moment in there. There's the counselors. There's probably 12 of them all together, and The second day, they let some of the counselors kind of like walk through. They're testing out how they interact with the kids and to give public speaking things, right? So there's this lead counselor, and he gets up, and he's like, good morning, everybody. I can't hear you. So it gets the kids all excited, you know, and everything. And then there's this. So the second day, they let this other kid do it, and this kid's probably like a junior in high school. And he brings up one of the other counselors who's black. And he says, hey, I got a safety moment for you guys. And they're all wearing red shirts. And he says, make sure you wear suntan lotion. And why do you think he wears suntan lotion? And one of the kids is like, because you'll get sunburn. And he goes, that's right. If you don't wear suntan lotion, you're going to look like this. And he points to the black kid. And then it's dead silent because it's all dads and kids and everybody.
Yeah.
And then the woman who runs the place goes, you mean red? And he goes, yeah, I mean red, like the shirt.
He had
no idea. This kid was midnight dark.
Oh my!
It was so well worth almost dying of heat exhaustion.
Yeah,
so worth it.
Yeah. What are the black kid? What was his face like? Like what? What the fuck, Tim? What did I do to you?
It was black. So yeah, no, I don't. I think he kind of realized it, but didn't let on.
Yeah.
I think he was. Which I thought was actually heartwarming that the kid didn't, he didn't think about what he said because yeah. it's just his buddy.
Yeah, he didn't automatically jump to racism.
Right. Everyone else did.
Oh, yeah.
But he didn't. Yeah. So he might be the most enlightened person we have.
Yeah.
And he probably touches little kids too.
Well, yeah, he's in the Scouts. I told you, the wife, her two brothers, and her dad was a Scout leader. They were in Scouts. They both got their Eagle Scout shit. Like the
top. I thought you were going to say shit pushed in.
Do you like your shit pushed in?
Okay, so they're Eagle Scouts.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, they went through it, and neither of them got molested, as far as I know.
Well,
I don't know if any of them did any molesting. That's another whole thing.
Well, if you're not molested, you're probably molesting.
Yeah.
That's usually, I think that's how the math goes.
Yeah.
That's a bummer. That's three molesters.
Yeah.
Three chest of molesters.
Yeah. That, you know, 1 degree of separation.
That's right. Yeah, you're basically a child molester.
I'm basically Kevin Bacon.
You pretty much are. What? What, the Woodsman? Kevin Bacon and the Woodsman.
Yeah, no,
because... I think he was a child molester.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh.
You stumbled upon greatness right there, my friend.
I did on purpose.
Am I close enough to this fucking thing?
I think so, yeah. I see you. You're bouncing all around.
I gotta fix this, my fucking...
All right, let's do it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that's
perfect.
Way better, actually.
I think so.
Come on now.
Am I okay?
Pump up the volume. Yeah. You're
all right, good.
Hey, you know what? You're okay. You're gonna be okay.
Don't do this to me, man.
You're gonna be... Hey,
don't do this to me, man.
We haven't cried on the podcast yet, Dennis. Walrus. Shit. We need a better name. So what's your handle gonna be? No one's gonna hear this. This is actually episode 10 is the retrospective. So.
Oh shit, yeah, we're supposed to.
We'll get into that.
Yeah. No, you can call me whatever the fuck you want.
Well, you can't call me whatever the fuck you want.
I know, Shaky. I won't.
Thank you. It's about time. That rolled off here. You're fanny pretty quick.
Fat face.
Fanny. Well, anyway, so we just lost a sponsor in Popeyes.
Yeah,
so, sorry about that. But you know who hasn't found out that we talk about them on air yet is 14 Finches.
Shout out to 14 Finches.
14finches.com for all of your t-shirt design needs. And, oh, by the way, if you're listening right now, and I know you are, live tweet us, SoDumb_podcast.
We're talking to you, Heather.
We're talking to you, Heather. Hang on. Let me get on the twit machine, see what's happening.
Is that what you call it nowadays, a twit machine?
What should we call it?
The twitometer.
How about the twat?
That's what...
Let me log into the twat while we're doing this.
That's what you can call me on the show.
By the way, we pimped this last week, and we have all of 2 followers, and I believe it's me and you. So things are looking up for the kids.
You know what?
Fuck them.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're our 2 biggest fans.
I'm waiting for a call out. Shout out to... Oh, wait a second. There's a 1 next to the icon. What does that mean?
Uh-oh. Update your privacy settings.
Probably is. We'll
turn
check
on
that.
Turn on push notifications.
It just says welcome back. I don't know what that means.
Welcome back.
Danny. They did suggest, is Adam Devine following us?
Yeah.
It's me, you, and Adam Devine?
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
Suck it, Khloe Kardashian.
Yeah. No, there was
no, please, definitely... Khloe, if you're listening.
Really? Khloe?
You know
which
what's
one's
funny?
Khloe?
Khloe's the one who was married to LeBron James or something. That basketball player. What's his name?
LeBron James. No, you nailed it.
Yeah. She's married to him, and then he cheated on her, and they did drugs and went to like the Bunny Ranch and got tons of...
No, that's different.
Lamar Odom.
Lamar Odom was her first husband who did that. Now she's got a second husband.
I don't think she's married. I think she just has a baby daddy.
It's a commitment, Dennis, and it doesn't have to be anything more than that.
I understand. But honestly, it's the two younger, the Jenners, that are the good-looking ones.
Brody and...
Brody and Caitlin.
Brody and Caitlin. Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, man. Cal Dunnigan. Shout out. We're not ripping you off.
Yeah. It's all
so,
giving me props.
Where do you think Caitlyn Jenner's balls are right now? If they didn't reuse them for the lips, where are they?
I think...
Because the head is... we've talked about this before, but the head is definitely the clitoris, right? Or would you take half of the head and make it the clit and then half of it to make it the... what's that thing up in there that you kind of give the old curl back to?
Oh, the
erogenous zone.
The old hang dangle. I don't know what you're talking about. Isn't that the clitoris that we're talking about?
No, the G spot. You give the old cum hither. I can't believe that I can't satisfy a woman. This is unbelievable.
I know, because we know their anatomy so well.
I'm in there. I'm in there like nobody's business. I feel like I'm Steve Carell in 40-year-old Virgin.
You haven't had I'm sex.
Like, we're gonna do it dog like.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm gonna says.
Like two bags of sand.
Yes, like two bags of sand. I'm definitely not close enough to this thing.
No, you're good, dude.
My neck is fucking killing me. Must be that adjust blown. Yourself. Oh, adjust yourself. Now I can't see you. It's even better.
Yeah, you're welcome.
How about to the side?
Oh, my weekend was fine. Thanks for asking.
Hey, that's our new segment intro to the weekend. How was your weekend?
No, it was fine. Nothing happened.
That's it.
On. Yeah.
Moving on.
Moving on.
My goodness.
All yep. Right.
Well,
dead air. Tick
tock. I.
Dude.
What the fuck?
All right. So.
How about dummies in the news, let's Dennis? Do let's just in jump news. Into dummies fuck in it. The news.
Dummies in the news.
All right.
Let's start off.
You know why I was waiting? We're just going to give you a little inside baseball. I threw out the Jenner's nuts, and you're supposed to go into your giant testicle story.
Oh.
That was the agreement. Actually, there was no agreement.
All right.
I'm just doing great radio over here, and you're not following.
It's a podcast, not radio.
I'm leaving you, well, not yet. Certainly not now.
That attitude.
No one's paying us for this.
My big testicle update is this shit hasn't gone down, and I guess to go back to the doctor, I think, because... What the fuck? I guess to go back to the doctor. Shit ain't normal.
I know. I thought you said it was totally normal.
It's not. It's definitely bigger than it's ever been.
Do you feel better though? Because you just fill out some underwear like a massive schnenzer.
No, because really it's fucking uncomfortable now, and it's getting fucking aggravating.
Is it getting bigger?
It hasn't gotten bigger, but it hasn't gotten any smaller. That's the problem. It's like
yeah.
Is this size, and I'm like, oh fuck, this literally today, April, today is July, sorry, July 2nd.
What did you watch?
My wife came up to me and
we're gonna have to cut so much shit out of this, it's unbelievable.
She kind
of,
you know, when she was hugging me, kind of, you know,
around the
hips in, you know,
yeah,
and she goes, goddamn, that thing is gigantic. What? And I go, yeah, I think I need to go back to the doctor. She goes, you really should.
It was noticeable on the brush side?
Yeah, dude, like, because it has to sit either, it can't just sit between the legs. It's got to be pushed out in front or fucking tucking back.
So when you sit down, it doesn't hurt?
No, it doesn't hurt. Like, right now, they're just, they have their own spot on the chair. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah, I would imagine. But when you sit down and you have some pants on, like some tight-fitting pants, you know, like if you're going to go out dancing or something?
Yeah, when I go to the discotheque?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No, man, they all bunch out to the front, and I just leave them there.
Bunch out
for all
to
see.
Front.
I guess I got to go back to the doctor, though, and that's on the agenda.
So I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Because we're going to have to cut out like 45 minutes already of like silence and stuff that we shouldn't have said. Are you allowed to give medical updates?
Yeah.
Okay. This is approved. This is an approved medical update. By a professional.
Yes.
All right. This isn't like, you're not going off the rails here, right?
No,
this isn't inside baseball. You haven't had a couple too many rosés. We're good.
No, but we're good. Yeah, we're good.
All right. Please don't elaborate on what that means.
No.
So
it's been that whole other episode is behind us. So.
Is this the one where you asked about which gay sex position you'd love?
Oh, want me to tell you about that?
Yes.
Okay. So, buddy I work with, who we work in the same trailer together.
You know. You want me to do that low in the background?
No, that's terrible, terrible. It's
what should it be?
Bong, bong.
No, that's, I was trying to steer away from that because I think that's copyrighted. We need to get our own music like.
Man,
would that be good?
Yeah, we got to put that on Spotify.
Probably get more hits than this fucking thing.
No problem. Listen, so I never thought of this, but every time I thought of two guys banging, it's always been doggy style.
And it's always been awesome. It's always how you finish.
It's always how I finish.
Yeah.
But he was the... Today he goes, no, man, you got to go like this. And he lifts his legs up while he's sitting down. He's like, guy back in a missionary position. And I said, in my fucking 36 years on earth, I never thought that guys could have sex that way. But it's absolutely possible.
You know why this is so funny?
Because I can't get my legs up?
No, because I just saw a video. What?
There is a video.
If you search Pornhub for, like, girls' strap-ons, which I don't. But if you do, you'll stumble upon some videos of a girl with a strap-on banging a dude. And it's exactly that position where he's lying down and he's got his knees up by his chest.
Yeah, it's total God. Missionary for men.
And this thing was enormous. It looked like it was going right up to the back of his throat.
So how much of it did you watch?
Right to the very... Because I was like, who gets off on this? Like, how does that work?
Did it work?
I don't... I came to it. I don't know if he did, but...
He did. Yeah, I never in my life have I ever thought...
I'm just kidding. I mean, I said if you...
Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah, dude. Totally hypothetical.
Mm-hmm.
But I never, ever thought of that. And I saw that, like, the way... It just made me fucking laugh. Like, the dick and balls are going to be up and then... Oh, my God. It's so fucking funny. I just died laughing. Never thought of that.
What do you mean? Wait a second. Say that again?
Because the guy who's on his back, so to speak, with his knees up.
Yeah.
Like his dick balls got to be up higher and then the dick is going in the butthole. And it just, the visual for me, it made me fucking laugh so much.
Right. So you're the dingus is inside. I'm trying to make the visual here. So the dingus is inside the butthole.
Yeah.
And then there's testicles that are just kind of rubbing up against probably the pillow that's underneath your backside.
I would think the testicles would be rubbing the pubic mound of
the other dude. So it's probably dangling. It depends on, I mean, if they're yours, my God, can you imagine if you banged and one of those big old nuts of yours went right up inside your
back? Oh yeah.
And you had to get it out like a Benoit ball. Like,
yeah.
Ah, man, that would be pretty good.
Yep.
You should be on this video I saw. I didn't see it though.
Yeah.
But if I did.
Yeah. I should be on.
I would have watched it for like 8 minutes, just didn't fucking like. I fast forwarded some of it if I did watch it. And I was like, because the guy's like flipping around all over the place. I was like, what the fuck? This broad is going at it to this guy.
God damn.
This was an amateur video too. This is, I don't watch any of those pre-production stuff. All amateur.
So it was,
I don't watch it though.
Understood. I believe it's pegging. I believe that's the genre.
What's that mean?
Dude getting it in the butt from a girl.
With a strap on?
Yeah.
No shit. Pegging,
mm-hmm.
huh?
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to look that up. I mean, I don't want to look it up.
I mean, I got to change my bookmarks.
I'd like to. Exactly. I got to. That's a, I mean, that's a work computer. This is unbelievable. I was just looking for some push pins and I ended up on pegging for 4 days straight.
Speaking of push pins.
Bio.
Speaking of push pins.
Okay.
New intro music coming. From my buddy Matt, who was formerly in the band The Pushpins.
Are you shitting me?
Big Austin.
Did we just literally stumble upon that?
Yep.
Really? Big Austin band, The Pushpins.
Yep.
All right. Pushpins.com, everybody. Big shout out to Pushpins.
Yeah, no? They broke up a long time ago, but when they were going, they were going. They were signed to a record label. I think it was...
Oh, so this was back in the 80s when they had record labels.
No, because he's younger than me, so...
Oh.
What do you mean? They still have record labels.
Who has record labels? Everybody's
Death Row.
Self-releases. Death Row ain't.
Shit. Death Row ain't shit. Shook, that wasn't me.
Shook Knight.
Yeah, but he's working on our intro music, so.
Oh, really?
Yep.
You know what I was thinking we could do for the intro? I'll save it for later.
Okay, please.
I got a couple more bits. So yeah. What intro music are people listening to right now? The one we still have?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. It'll be the one we still have, but it will change soon.
Care of DJ Walrus on the ones and twos?
Correct.
You did a good job producing that thing. That thing sounds pretty good.
Thank you. Thank you.
Unless it sucks, everybody, in which case I think it sucks.
Yeah. Well, no, you say it's good. And then when I sent it to you, you're like, oh, that was fucking awesome. Here's a bunch of shit I would change about it, though, right away. Like
your ability to pull that together was awesome. My ability to say, hey, here's some things we can do to make it better is also awesome. It's called a partnership and a teamwork, you fucking prick. I'm sorry, I can't have an opinion.
Well, no.
Which one of you assholes on this table actually got that website up and running? It was me.
Was it you?
No. It was you. I'm pretty sure I looked for it, though.
You did. You did a great job, man.
I found it.
You did so good.
I found it. And then 14 Finches did the logo, so I had nothing to do with that either. Shout out 14finches.com.
14finches.com.
.com. So anyway, that would be your preferred sexual position of choice.
I would have to. Now knowing that is a possibility, never dawned on me before.
I mean, you that's probably the best way to get like wide open butthole.
Oh yeah, like the gape stuff.
Other than the only other position you'd be able to do that in would maybe be just face buried in a pillow, face down, ass up, bring the dildo around the front.
That would be your mouth, wouldn't it?
Yeah, ass to mouth with a gigantic one. Gigantic dildo.
I think, you know, it opened up possibilities of, let me rephrase that.
Yeah.
It opened up.
I don't think you should rephrase it. I think you just go with it and then we'll figure it out later.
No. It expanded my understanding of how guys could have sex with each other.
I don't know why you're afraid to say you got a little bit excited on that.
No, I thought it was hilarious. And it excited. It doesn't
sound like
excited.
It's exactly. There's nothing wrong with saying gape me.
That whole genre of porn, gape, is fucking disgusting.
Yeah, no, it's terrible. Vomit. Yeah. 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 What was that picture you showed one time of that like pronated butthole?
I don't know.
Where
I
just, it looked like a hernia or a hemorrhoid or something?
Yeah, I just Googled prolapsed anus.
Prolapsed. Yeah. And then I Googled it also, not for the pictures, but there were stories of like these porn stars were like, oh, I couldn't even walk for like 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's like real dangerous.
I turned myself inside. I was like a balloon.
Yeah. Yeah, it goes the opposite way.
So nasty.
So hot. So I mean,
nasty.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
good. Do you think a gay guy with a small wang throws on a strap-on? Do you think that's a deal?
Nah.
You don't think so?
Nope.
Really? Why? No. Do you think you'd prefer... Is there a preference for a small wang so you don't blow out your butthole if that's your deal? Because I don't think all... I'm going to sound really dumb right now, but I don't think all gay guys like butt sex.
No, I don't think they do either.
I think they're missing out, but I don't think they like it.
Yeah, I think they would prefer a smaller dick, right?
That's what I'm thinking. That's another reason why I should have been born gay.
Instead of...
turned gay.
Turned, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Thanks, Dad.
Thanks, Catholic Church.
same thing.
Father, yes.
Father. That's another Queen reference.
It was, yeah. Dummies in the news. Let's get there, bro.
So, speaking of fantastical sexual positions, I came across this story of a UCLA professor who was found mummified and dead after a night of very weird kinky sex with his partner. So, apparently, this dude was into some shit, some real cool shit, where apparently they wrapped the dude in like saran wrap and then poked a couple of nose holes, like small nose holes.
Yeah.
And this was some sort of sexual thing. I don't understand, unless they poked like one more hole at his dingus, I don't understand how that would be sexual.
That whole like the BDSM thing, I used to listen to a radio show, the Jason Ellis show, and he got into that stuff. He had like a mistress and stuff, and he would do like... was it like vinyl play where they would get in these tight like rubber suits and stuff, and you'd only have a mouth hole and they would suck all the air out of it.
Yeah, I call those Wacky Wednesdays.
So yeah, it just sucks all the air out. So it's like just it's super tight around you, and you just have a mouth hole to breathe through.
Yeah,
like a straw basically to breathe through.
I wish.
And it has nothing to do with you like achieving orgasm.
It's got to. It has to. It's some. It's if it's sexual in nature, it's got to have something to do with that. Or if you just like to jerk off on top of a guy wrapped in saran wrap, like.
Or is it the I might die thing? When you're done with it, you're like, it's like a dopamine release where you're just like, oh my God, I'm alive.
That's my thing and about, yeah, the choking thing where I want to choke myself out and jerk off. I don't know what it is lately, but I'm into like, I would never do any of this stuff, but I'd love to try some of this shit. Like, listen to this.
I'm not into it, but I'd love to try it.
I mean, there's got to be something to it. How do you know if you don't try?
Yeah, it's true. You never know until you try.
He's so fucking
I'm gonna turn into
this guy. Doran George, 48, was found dead inside the home of Skip Chasey. Can I say this?
Mm-hmm.
This is an article I'm reading, so I don't want to be sued. An executive for Hollywood's William Morris Endeavor Agency. By the way, if we ever get famous, we're going right to Skip Chasey because he's gonna show us some shit.
Yeah.
And he's known in the bondage, the BDSM industry, and he's been known as Master Skip.
Oh, that'd be suck it, Skip.
Apparently since November 19th, 2017. So this guy, Doran George,
Did you say 1917?
2017, oh. November 19th, 2017. He was wrapped head to toe in plastic wrap and gaffer's tape with small breathing holes at the nose and mouth.
Is gaffer's tape like used in the biz?
Yeah.
Gaffers or like a.
So you know what that tells me? They stole it from set.
Yeah.
They stole that and they stole some saran wrap from Craft Services.
I think it was from the new Mummy movie with fucking Tom Cruise, maybe.
With Tommy C?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. But it says George, who had a 16-year relationship with a man named Barry Shills that allowed for sexual activity outside their partnership, had become a regular playmate of Chasey's over the course of 7 months preceding his death. So, if you wrap somebody in saran wrap, do you just leave the room? Like, what do you do? You know what I mean?
No, I think you get off as you're doing it because you're like, oh yeah, fucking, I'm gonna wrap the shit out of you. But my understanding of this, just from you reading it and the guy's position,
it was doggy.
No. I mean. His position in work, that dude has a ton of money, because being executive at a talent agency like that, the one that big,
yeah,
that dude's got to be fucking loaded. So he's got to be paying this guy. That's why the partner's letting him do it,
because
he probably pays his fucking rent. You know what I mean? So he comes over and he just gets wrapped up like a mummy, and then fucking Skip jerks it all over his saran wrap, and then probably slides up and down on it or something.
Yeah. Saran wrap.
Well, yeah.
They said plastic wrap, but shout out to Saran Wrap.
Yeah, right? Yeah, Reynolds? Yeah.
They're also a sponsor, by the way.
Yeah.
Reynolds Wrap. Wait, is Reynolds Wrap? No, Reynolds Wrap is
tinfoil.
Tinfoil. Yeah. Don't put that in the microwave.
Oh, shit.
Shit'll fucking blow up.
That still happen?
I don't know. Has it ever happened?
Yeah.
I actually, when I was growing up, I thought microwaves were nuclear. Like, I thought it would, explode if you put some shit in there like that.
Yeah.
I think someone
put your fucking head in one of those if you thought that.
I honestly still to this day don't understand how a microwave works. There's a little mini reactor in there.
You heard the story of how they found out about the microwave?
No.
They were working on different weapons and
WMDs?
This something like that. And
weapons one guy, of Michael's dingus.
Shout out to Michael.
Blowing it up in my pants.
And he basically, they were standing around, and a dude had a chocolate bar in his pocket, and it fucking melted. And they're like, "What the hell?" So I mean, it could have fucking killed all those guys, but it melted the thing, chocolate bar in his pocket.
Yeah.
So he's like, "We can use this to heat up stuff," and they just changed it. I think it was General Electric. Shout out to General Electric.
Yeah, another sponsor, by the way.
Yep. Do you know General Electric just drop off the S&P?
I did hear
list.
That.
Yeah.
I did hear that.
Shame.
BDSM list. They're not there anymore. Nobody wraps that guy in saran wrap anymore.
Yeah.
Fuck General Electric. Fuck the S&P 500. And fuck them all.
And if you like them, well, fuck you too.
Fuck the police coming straight from the underground. That's about as far as I'm going right there.
Yeah.
The next line it is inflammatory. And I won't do it. I had a, so Ice Cube was at ACL this year. And I was going bananas singing all the songs, like when he did all Straight the NWA songs.
Yeah.
Straight Outta Compton was another one.
Yeah.
No, it was Fuck the Police. I said police, by the way.
Of course you did.
Just like Cube. my wife taped it, and I went absolutely berserk when I figured out she taped it. I was like, are you kidding me? I will get absolutely shit canned working for Waste Management, which is where I work. Waste Management, which is the green.
Yeah, the green trucks.
Yeah.
The WM on the side. Mm-hmm. I've seen those.
That's who I work for. They would not like it.
Does she still own that video? Because I'd love to see it.
I think she actually texted it to my mother. And I was like, my mother. I said, mother, you delete that.
Don't tell father.
Father. No, I was bullshit. And looking back on it, there was no reason for me to be bullshit. But I haven't apologized.
You have this weird thing.
I do have this weird thing. It's called the third testy. And I'm laying it all over the board right now. Don't touch it. It spooges. So you have a gigantic one. Mine's split off into another one.
Yeah.
It was like, nope.
Yeah. This is the family trait.
Exactly. I got too big. One of them had to move out.
Yeah. How about another news story there, pal?
How about we do a little girlfriend of the week?
Oh, girlfriend of the week.
Girlfriend of the week, new segment. So let's pause and let's insert a little thing that's like girlfriend of the week. Girlfriend of the week.
Bitches be crazy.
All right, we have three entries this week. So let me lay them out for you. And then you tell
lay
me.
Lay them out, I'll knock them down.
You tell me which one is the one we should go with. Let's start off with the woman. That's not it. Let's start off with the one that I deleted, absolutely. So apparently there was a woman who was recently arrested for forcing her boyfriend into sex with after brandishing a machete.
Yeah.
She went up to him and brandished a machete and forced the guy to have sex with her.
Held the machete to his throat while they had sex.
Thank you.
Here's my deal with that whole thing.
Wait a minute. Here's mine. Short and sweet. Yes, please.
Okay. I saw someone that posted, she didn't force him to have sex. She raped him. And why is it okay for, you know, if he did it to her, it would definitely be rape, right? Yeah, it would be. So why isn't it rape when she does it to him? That's bullshit.
All right.
Also, wait. Yes, please.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't know why you're going on the serious thing.
No.
Because I'm dead serious when I say yum.
Yeah.
I mean...
Crazy? We've had this conversation. It's the best.
Crazy is absolutely best. Yeah. If a girl came to me with a machete and was like, this is it. You're going to do it. I'm going to cut that thing off. I couldn't get hard fast enough. I'd be like,
yeah. Wait a minute. I already came. Stop.
Exactly. It'd be like one of those door stopper noises where it's like, that's how quick.
Sweet sound effect.
Dog would. Thank you. I didn't have that at the ready. It's just kind of sitting next to me. In the...
My penis and you flung it?
Yeah, the TISD studios. This is so dumb.
Yeah.
I did that.
Yeah.
All right.
That's hurt.
That was entrant number one. Entrant number two is a girl who is on trial right now for forcing or suggesting to her boyfriend that he should definitely kill himself. And I think she did it like multiple times. Just kept texting the dude and was like... You should definitely kill yourself. You should definitely kill yourself.
Yeah, I think she was from Massachusetts.
She was. Shout out to the Garden State. Is that another? What's Massachusetts?
I think it's the
Bay State.
Yeah. Stupid.
Are there any gardens in New Jersey other than the ones that those eye ties grow their fucking peppers in?
They gotta grow their tomatoes to make the spaghetti sauce.
Can I say eye tie? Is that okay, or is that not one of those
That's
words?
Fine. It's fine with me.
It's fine with you, because you're a racist.
Yeah. Okay. I read up on this one, too. Okay?
Okay. Give me your analysis.
All right.
Do it quickly.
Okay. I guess I'm a piece of shit when I think that
The kid should kill himself?
No, like...
Is that weak-minded?
No. First of all, why is it her fault? You know, everybody else... There had to have been warning signs, right? The parents should have known. I guess it had been going back and forth for a long time, and she's like, you know, she just kind of had it. She was like, fucking just do it then if you're going to do it. Stop fucking with me and telling me this stuff. You know, you need help. Go get help or just fucking do it already.
Yeah, it really doesn't seem like it's that bad until the very end when she's like, I'll be here with you when you kill yourself. And I actually think she was doing him a great service. You know what I mean? The kid was going to kill himself anyway. So if you're a girlfriend, are you supposed to like be like, you know, no, I don't want to go see that movie. You know, like normal girlfriends are. Like, no, I don't want to go to the mall. I want to go to the Orange Julius. Why do you want to go to Forever 21?
Where do you want to eat? I don't care. Meh. Yeah, I think that's probably why he did it.
Kill yourself. Meh. Probably would have killed himself sooner if she was like that. Annoying.
All right. All that being said, yep.
Totally. There's another one. Yes. She's in the yes pile for sure.
Yeah.
All right. And then there's the... number three, the woman accused of murdering her ex-boyfriend that she met on the
yes.
Farmers Only.
Yes.
The Farmers Only dating site.
First of all, fucking awesome website.
I mean, you got to look at the picture of this. This woman, I sent you the picture. She looks exactly like Caitlyn Jenner. If Caitlyn Jenner just went, you know, she didn't do diva style. She just went plain.
Yeah. If she wasn't wearing Bruce. Yeah. Yeah. If she wasn't wearing Gucci, it looks just like her.
Yeah. Farmers Only, I guess they don't have that in like New York City, the Farmers Only.
There are farms in upstate New York, my friend.
New York City.
You did say that and I apologize.
Button?
I got that, yeah.
Nice.
So
what's that song? Women Talk Between the Moon and New York City.
Is that Chicago?
The Farmer's Dating Site. It's gonna be all right.
I was just thinking to myself, why the fuck would it be Chicago? I think that.
They hate Chicago. Chicago's a shit. Oh, we want to go to New York City.
I got into a huge argument with my buddy Matt from the Pushmans.
Yeah.
When I tried to argue with him that the band Boston wasn't from Boston. I was like, dude, they were not from Boston.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah.
They were totally from Boston.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Were you being sarcastic? No. In your head, you were like...
In my head, I'm like, no. They
there's
just,
no way.
There's no, they weren't. I know they weren't. Yeah, I was wrong. They were.
All right. So this woman apparently shot this guy because she broke up with him.
Yeah. Okay, this one...
She was acting in self-defense. They had only dated for a couple of months. I feel like first-degree murder is a little heavy. Farming is a dying industry anyway.
Farming, huh?
Farming. I was clearing my throat. Farming is definitely a dying industry. And what are those guys going to do? They're just going to go on unemployment. So you're actually helping out society if you just kill them. That's what farmers only dating sites should be. You should just like, you know, you should lure people to kill them.
I do.
Farmers.
No,
do we have a lot of farmers that listen?
Oh, sorry, Heather.
Sorry about that, Heather. I don't know. Do you farm?
Heather is a...
I do organic farming.
No, she does a... What is it called? She forages. She does urban foraging.
That's so Heather.
Yeah. I found these wild shallots.
They were in somebody else's backyard. I took them because they don't appreciate them like I do.
No, they were just sitting there doing nothing.
Ugh, a regular farmer's gross. They deal with poopies.
So.
All right, so 1, 2, 3. Let me hang on for a second.
Wait a minute.
Don't jump. So number one, raped with a machete to his throat.
Okay.
Number two, girlfriend loved you so much she wanted you to kill yourself. Or number three, Caitlyn Jenner murdered her boyfriend from the Farmers Only dating site.
Okay. Can I give my pre-guess what I think you're going to say?
Yep.
Okay. You're going to go with number three because you love trannies. And if she looks like Caitlyn Jenner, so you'd be like, oh, you probably know Stassi and those fellas from, that fella from Vanderpump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Billy Lee?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, no. Billy Lee doesn't look anything like Caitlyn Jenner. Nothing. like Caitlyn Jenner. I don't know why you keep saying this. That she's a beautiful woman. Caitlyn Jenner looks like Bruce in pumps.
Okay, honest answer for me?
I'm fucking bullshit right now. If Billy Lee ever starts talking, like, listen to this podcast, she's going to be, Billy, I didn't say anything about you. I just said you're a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
And you deserve to be happy.
I said you're an ugly woman.
All right. So,
number one.
Yeah, go.
Number one.
No, oh, for fucking yeah. sure. Yeah, right? Yeah. Number one. Yeah. It's a layup. Although, yeah. if I was sad, I would want a supportive girlfriend who would let me kill myself.
I'm pretty sure that you don't have to be let to kill yourself.
No, but you know, you want to be support. Like, hey, I'm not alone. I'm not alone in this.
You would think that the support, he would be like, man, she supports me. Then she really cares about me. Then, you know, there is someone who cares about me. Maybe I shouldn't kill myself.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a mind screw.
Yeah.
It's like, she loves me so much. Maybe I won't kill myself, but yeah. I really want to do it.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's like being like, hey, I really want to... go be a race car driver, and your wife is like, yeah, absolutely, you should definitely follow that and quit your job. And then you're like, why the fuck would she tell me to do that? It's fucking crazy.
You should definitely do a podcast. You're really funny.
Exactly. And this is why divorce papers are being issued as we speak. Probably. I don't know. Either that or
you sounded like Barry Gibbs when you did that. Like, divorce papers.
Divorce. The bitches. Speaking of Barry Gibb, who's a total douchebag, celebrity douche. Why don't we do a little
celebrity douche?
See, do we need to get like
summer breeze?
Makes me feel fine.
Isn't that what that douche was called back then? Wasn't it called summer breeze? Oh, summer's eve. Summer's eve.
Cause you smell bad. Clean that thing out, you disgusting pig. All right, celebrity douche. So I had multiple different options here, and I think I settled on. I think her name is Bijou Phillips, but there might actually be another human being named Bijou Phillips.
I'm almost positive it's another human being.
I
called
guess
Bijou
it's busy.
Phillips.
Like yeah. I think that's the dumbest fucking name ever.
She's just missing the T.
Busty Phillips on the main stage. Busy, if you're listening. You're a douche because she apparently she was traveling with her daughter and they had booked at different times, so they didn't even know they were flying together. And this was on Delta, so they didn't know they were flying together and they had to rebook the flight because the flight got canceled. So they had to put them on separate. They tried to rebook them, but they ended up on separate flights because they didn't even know they were together. And before. They got on the planes or figured it out. It was just this thing where, like, Delta fucked up and they scheduled them to fly differently. She went bananas and started calling out the fucking airline for no reason. Like, honest mistake.
There was a reason.
Listen, I'm the first person not to defend corporate America. I think they're a bunch of fucking jackasses. But this shit happens. Just go and be like, hey, what the fuck? And then let it end there. You don't have to live stream everything on fucking YouTube to make your point.
Okay.
So Delta needs to go and apologize, please. People fly out of the fucking windows of airplanes these days. So now Busy Phillips has to get a. And then not only did the plane not crash, but
she was busy tweeting.
She sucks.
Okay. First of all, I'd be pissed too if they said, sorry, we canceled your flight. You guys were sitting together on the flight, the original flight.
Okay.
We canceled the flight. Let's book you on two separate fucking airplanes. Okay? That's a little fucked up.
They didn't know. I mean, yes. Could you infer? Sure. But do you know how many fucking times I have to rebook people? So you have the same name, but you're not traveling together. You bought tickets two different times.
No. Did she buy tickets at two separate times?
You know what? Fuck her and her kids.
Listen.
Let that kid, I'm sorry, if you're a divorced parent, you throw your kid on the plane all the time. Make it.
First of all,
I'm really getting fired up about this.
I dig her.
You're defending her? Yeah. Really?
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's like her.
Dude, she looks like more of a man than Billy Lee.
Fuck you, she does.
No, fuck you, Danny. Okay.
She's got that weird little lisp.
Do you see how, like, I kind of changed that?
Yeah.
She's got a lisp?
She got a weird, like, lisp.
I've never seen one thing that she's been in.
Oh, see, there you go.
Was she in Freaks and Geeks?
Yep.
Never saw it. You know why? Fuck Judd Apatow, if you're listening, Judd.
Your movies are pretty good. Just kidding. Hire me. No.
James Franco's a total tool, so I'll never watch that show.
Yeah, that guy's fucking weird. But no, she does it for me, and I like her. I think she's very attractive.
Have you ever masturbated to her?
No.
I don't. Will you tonight?
I wasn't planning on jerking off tonight.
You got to. And then report back next week. Right, everyone's going to want to know.
Everyone, tune in next week for my masturbatory story.
So what I want you to do...
Masturbatory story.
Masturbatory story. That's a new segment. So what I want you to do...
We got yours today about pegging girls with dildos and their boyfriends. We're going to make a masturbatory
story. Legitimately, I did not masturbate to that. I was just... It was one of those things where you're like, this is intriguing. I'm just kidding. I jerked off all over the place. I ruined two socks that night. It's like, there's no toe on this anymore. You're goddamn right they're not.
There was.
What do you think? Gold toe just came out of nowhere? That's my sock. No, I think what you should do is document play by play the YouTube scenes that you watch, and then maybe the videos or the pictures that you do when you do like the image search when she's like kind of in a one piece bathing suit trying to look sexy.
Yeah.
Like looking over her shoulder, like, yeah, Dennis, check this out. Oh, you're a boob guy. Does she have big hands?
Yep.
Sounds like a slob to me.
Yep. Love it.
That's very, that's bad of me to say. I'm sorry. I'm sure she's a perfectly wonderful human being.
No, you think she's a piece of shit already.
I do think she's a piece of shit. You know who else I think is a piece of shit? Adam Sandler.
Dude, he's not. That guy puts all his friends in his movies. You may not like his movies. That's one thing, okay? But he puts all his buddies in the movies. He buys them fucking cars. When they did that the fucking Grown Ups movies, he bought every single one of them, like a Corvette or something like that, that was in the movie with him. Like,
oh, wait a second. You're right. Now I'm changing my opinion. Fuck him. There was a story about how he photobombed like someone's wedding, like came in and photobombed their wedding pictures, and he was in like fucking gym shorts and a t-shirt.
If I did that,
mass hysteria. No, I would have ruined someone's picture.
He didn't photobomb them. They saw him and they called him over, and he came over because he saw they're having a wedding.
That does not fit with my story.
It doesn't. Because you didn't read the fucking real story.
Him, Bill Murray, all these other guys who think they're just going to crash weddings. Now, wait a second. I did read the story. He still crashed the wedding.
No, he didn't.
What was it, in the middle of a fucking mall? How do you wander into a wedding?
It was in like a fucking botanical garden or some shit that he just happened to be walking by.
Yeah. He strolls through botanical gardens all the time with a fucking mustache, which looks stupid.
Okay, first of all, you're absolutely right with that mustache. Fuck that mustache.
That thing is terrible. Ugh,
that's gross.
This Freddie Mercury movie's got people on tilt. Everyone's growing mustaches, wearing tight pants. I'm talking about myself.
Yep.
I love it.
You got the tightest pants
on
the land.
Can anybody tell me my rib tickler now?
Remember when we went to ACL and that guy fell asleep and he had the biggest mustache? We put out that sign that said mustache rides $1.
Yes. And he woke up and looked at it, smiled and went back to sleep.
That guy's my hero.
He didn't make any money though, which is surprising.
Well, he made $5 from me, so
he absolutely did. Yep. He grundled it big time. Big time.
Yeah. Fun times.
That is good times. I can't believe you. So what have you seen Busy Phillips in? Who names a person? Her daughters are named something crazy, too.
Yeah.
I don't like making like, fun of kids. So
yeah.
I'm not
but
do
no,
it.
I think her parents are were actors and Hollywood types. So, you know, she's kind of born into that fucking weird scene.
Where are the Wills these days? Actually, Wills are out there. Will's kind of a derivation. How about a Bob? You ever meet a kid named Bob? Hey, there's Bob.
Yeah.
A child.
Nowadays?
Yes.
No, they have fucking obnoxious names now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like Atticus. There is a kid named Atticus that the kids know.
Fuck that kid.
I'm with you. There are a couple. There's a Henry. There's a George. What's the other one's name? Charlie. There's a Charlie, which I thought, you know. But no, I have yet to see like a Bob.
Yeah, we got a Jack.
Jack is coming back, though. Jack is back. Jack's back.
Jack is black. I tuck my sack, because I got a huge testicle, and
now give it a whack. We rhymed that.
Yeah, we did.
I think we should be in the push bins.
We should.
featuring Shaky Will and the Wall Man. We gotta change that name. Come up with a different one right now. Come up with something you like. You definitely don't like Walrus.
I don't give a fuck.
It's not really representative of you anyway.
Oh, it's not.
You're more like Shaky Will and the Teddy Bear.
Shaky Will and the Love Handles.
Love Handles. Gotta get a handle on love. That was from a television show in the 90s or 80s or something, I think.
It was Three's Company, I believe.
Mel's Diner. Al's Diner or Mel's Diner? No, it's like Mel's Diner. I forget who.
I don't know.
I'm turning my face away. I can't wait to hear this audio because I'm
You're good. You're really good.
I'm fucking great. You dare on
broadcast
yourself.
Legend.
Exactly. Legendary broadcaster.
Yeah, bro. I got nothing right now. We'll circle back next week. We'll come up with a new name for me.
You just got really loud. You got way close to that.
Hell yeah, I did.
You have nothing right now? How about the Dingus. Airplane hangar?
The airplane hangar?
Yep. Flying in.
My butthole's so wide.
Exactly. Fly that shit right in there.
How about in Elephantitis, man?
How about...
What if they find out...
Shaky Will and Nutty.
What if they find out that I have elephantitis?
Okay. Can't they give you penicillin for that?
I don't know.
What do they do for hang on.
What do they do for penicillin?
What do they do for penicillin? I'm going to look up...
They give you elephantitis, I believe.
Cure for... Isn't that like... Why do I
think you get bit by some sort of fly...
Whenever I hear elephantitis, I just immediately think of the Elephant Man.
No, he didn't have elephantitis. No,
I bet his balls were quite nice looking.
Nice, yeah. He had a smooth set of nugs on him. I'm not an animal. Look at my smooth nugs.
I'm not an animal. I'm a player. All right, elephantasis. Is that different from elephantasis? Elephantasis is also known as lymphatic filariasis. It's caused by parasitic worms.
Yeah, wait a second. You know I get that shit.
Wait a second. This can't be it. Hang on. Cure for elephantitis of the testicles. Let's see. Elephantasis of the testicles. Jump to elephantasis balls. Yep.
What causes elephantitis?
I found filarial elephantiasis, podoconiosis, and elephantiasis nostris.
Whoa! Take a look at this picture!
Yeah, man, that's what I got.
Holy shit!
That's what I got.
This poor bastard.
Poor bastard, you mean fucking stud.
Elephantasis. Oh my god. This guy looks like an Ethiopian runner. But his testicle, I guess it's one, I don't know. Man, the other one must feel so lonely. That thing is bigger than his entire torso.
Shake, you like him thick, right? The ladies?
I like him real thick.
How about this one?
Oh man, what is that? The elephant woman? Hang on, let me take a look. Yeah. No. They gotta be in shape. Well, I take that back. Hey, gang, I'm looking at a picture of a woman called Bellevue Venus, so check it out. She's definitely going to do a couple squats. Man, she looks more like she's yours. She got some tiggles.
Tiggle bitties?
Yeah.
Yeah, she also has some.
Up your alley. I like it. Whoops. Sorry, I just got really excited about that picture.
Yeah, you almost tipped the table over.
Bang! Hang on.
Live, tweet us so we can talk about it next week, if you like...
Oh, let's check the twat machine. Hang on. Did anybody else tweet us while we were here? Wait, we have 3 followers. Oh, we have a new follower at Jim Maffa.
What?
Wait a second. Is that going to be guest number 1 on the podcast?
It's got to be now, right?
We did promise something like that. What do we? You know what we'll do? First Twitter follower for at Jim Maffa. Jim, we're going to give you a year's free of likes on all your tweets.
Word up.
How's that?
Starting. Did he, no shout outs or anything though, huh? We were no mentions.
Let's see. I'm not really sure how to do this. We haven't done any tweets, but it does say we should follow Pete Phillips at Roast Pete.
All right. So to wrap things up, would you like to help me with a stand-up bit that I get going?
Yeah.
All right. I got this idea, okay? Talking about how times have changed nowadays. You know, we got Trump as president. People use an app to get laid.
Yep.
And you're not cool unless you get gender reassignment surgery.
Okay.
When I was a kid growing up, you knew someone was cool just by how fucking sweet their handshake was. But we don't even do handshakes anymore. We just do fist bumps, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So back in the day, if you had like an elaborate handshake, you're like, man, that fucking guy's cool. And you know who had the best handshakes? In my town?
Yeah.
The blacks.
Okay.
The fucking best handshakes. So when we saw a black person in my town, we had two thoughts about that person. We're like, that guy has sweet ass handshakes. And he's definitely banged both my sisters. Because my sisters banged every black guy in my town. They were the original Kardashians. There was more black guys going in and out of my house than... supposed to be helping me out.
I don't even know where this is going.
I was gonna use my mom.
There were many black guys going in and out of my house, I thought we were getting robbed every day.
No.
Is that what you're going to say?
No, you fucking racist.
Because that's racist.
You fucking racist. I was thinking, I was going to say my mom. That means that they banged my mom. And it's true. If you wanted to get the TV for yourself for an hour, you just have to give her a picture of LL Cool J and a vibrator. And then you get the TV for an hour. Because she closed the door to her bedroom and buzz him out.
So are you going to, I mean, the setup is great. Are you going to get to the joke?
There was supposed to be like four jokes
in there, weren't there?
No, there's one joke.
The biggest joke is the fact that you're saying that there were African-Americans who grew up in Arlington, Mass, which there really weren't.
No, there was one, I believe. He was my boy. Gabe. Shout out to John D. Norfolk.
John D. Norfolk. Who? Nortfort?
Norfolk. Trinidadian.
Oh.
For life.
What was Trinidad? Literally, he's from Trinidad, and that's, you know, no one can take it away from him.
We only get one shot at that.
So are you actually going to work on that, or should you just throw it away?
Remember how I said I got something I wanted to work on?
Yeah.
Right. I wanted to work on it.
All right, let's work on throwing it away. there's a few good things in there. No, there's not. I don't know.
Yeah.
You have to workshop it a little bit more.
You know.
That's an early idea.
It came to me in a dream.
Did it?
Yep.
It was a nightmare to me. So.
Do you know what you can say about that joke?
What's that?
It was so dumb.
It was so dumb.
And so wasn't this whole podcast.
It wasn't. Yeah. Is this the part where you say, it wasn't the best?
Nah. This is the part I say, that was so dumb.
That was so dumb.
You guys are so dumb.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.